Hello, and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental concepts in sociology, norms. If you're studying OCR GCSE Sociology, this episode is absolutely essential for you. We'll explore what norms are, why they matter, how they're learned, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions about them to maximize your marks. So, what exactly are norms? Well, in sociology, norms are the specific rules and expectations that govern behavior in particular situations. They're the unwritten and sometimes written guidelines that tell us how to act. Think about queuing in Britain. We don't have a law that says thou shalt queue, but we all know we're expected to wait our turn in an orderly line. That's a norm. And if someone pushes in, they'll face social disapproval. That's what we call an informal negative sanction. Now, here's something crucial for your exam. Norms are not the same as values. Values are broad beliefs about what's good or bad, like honesty or respect. Norms are the specific behaviors that reflect those values. So the value might be respect for others, and the norm is don't push in queues. Examiners will award marks for making this distinction clear, so always define your terms. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's talk about one of the most important characteristics of norms. They are culturally and historically relative. This means norms vary across different cultures and time periods. They're not universal or biological, they're socially constructed. This is absolutely key for OCR, and you must be able to provide specific examples. Margaret Mead's anthropological research in the 1930s demonstrated this beautifully. She studied three tribes in Papua New Guinea and found that gender norms, what was considered masculine or feminine behavior, varied dramatically between them. In the Arapes tribe, both men and women were gentle and nurturing. In the Mundugamore tribe, both were aggressive and competitive. And in the Chambuli tribe, the gender roles were reversed compared to Western societies at the time. Women were dominant and men were more passive. This showed that norms we might think are natural are actually learned through socialization. Speaking of which, how do we learn norms? Through the agencies of socialization. The family is the primary agency. This is where we first learn basic norms like table manners, politeness, and how to interact with others. Your parents or carers teach you not to shout indoors, to say please and thank you, to share toys. This is primary socialization, and it's fundamental. But socialization doesn't stop there. Secondary socialization happens through education, peer groups, media, and religion. At school, you learn formal norms like wearing uniform, raising your hand to speak, and meeting deadlines. Your peer group teaches you informal norms. What's cool, what slang to use, how to fit in. The media bombards us with images of how we should look, behave, and consume. And religion provides moral frameworks and rituals that guide behavior. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for your exam. Norms are enforced through sanctions. Sanctions are the rewards and punishments that encourage conformity and discourage deviance. You need to know four types, and I recommend memorizing them in a 2x2 grid. First, positive sanctions. These reward conformity. Formal positive sanctions are official rewards like exam certificates, Employee of the Month awards, or medals. Informal positive sanctions are everyday praise, a smile, a compliment, social approval from your friends. Then we have negative sanctions. These punish deviance. Formal negative sanctions are official punishments: fines, imprisonment, expulsion from school, losing your driving license. Informal negative sanctions are social disapproval, gossip, ridicule, being excluded from your friendship group, dirty looks. Examiners love it when you pair examples of norms with the sanctions that enforce them. So if you're discussing the norm of attending school, mention both the formal negative sanction of fines for parents if you truant and the informal positive sanction of praise from teachers when you have good attendance. Let's also think about theoretical perspectives. Functionalists like Durkheim argue that norms create social order and consensus. They see norms as serving positive functions. They make society predictable and stable. Everyone knows what's expected, so we can cooperate effectively. From this perspective, sanctions are necessary to maintain social solidarity. But Marxists would challenge this. They argue that norms reflect the interests of the ruling class and maintain inequality. Think about workplace norms: arriving on time, working hard, respecting authority. Marxists would say these norms benefit capitalist employers more than workers. So norms aren't neutral, they're part of how power is maintained. For higher level responses, you should be able to contrast these perspectives and show you understand that norms can be analyzed in different ways. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. OCR questions on norms typically fall into a few categories. For describe questions worth 3 or 4 marks, you need to provide 2 developed features. Don't just list, explain. So instead of saying norms are rules, say norms are socially constructed rules that guide behavior in specific situations, such as the expectation to queue in British society. For explain questions worth 6 to 12 marks, use the PEEL structure. Point, state the norm or concept. Explain, describe how it works or is learned. Evidence, give a specific example or reference a sociological study. Connect back to the question and show how this answers what's being asked. The most common mistakes I see? First, confusing norms with values, always define them separately. Second, treating norms as biological or universal rather than socially constructed. Third, giving vague examples. Don't just say, eating norms vary. Say, in the UK, eating with a knife and fork is the norm, whereas in Japan, chopsticks are used, and in some Middle Eastern cultures, eating with the right hand from a communal dish is expected. And here's a top tip. Always link norms to sanctions. If you mention a norm, immediately identify what happens if you follow it, the positive sanction, and what happens if you break it, the negative sanction. This shows depth of understanding and will push you into higher mark bands. Quickfire, recall, quiz 1 minute. Okay, let's test your knowledge with some quickfire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is the difference between a norm and a value? Question 2. Name the 5 main agencies of socialization. Question 3. What type of sanction is receiving a GCSE certificate? Formal positive, informal positive, formal negative, or informal negative? Question 4. Which anthropologist studied 3 tribes in Papua New Guinea to demonstrate cultural relativity of norms? Question 5. From a Marxist perspective, whose interests do workplace norms primarily serve? How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's recap the essentials. Norms are specific, socially constructed rules that guide behavior. They differ from values, which are broader beliefs. Norms are culturally and historically relative. They vary across societies and time periods. We learn norms through socialization, starting with the family and continuing through education, peers, media, and religion. Norms are enforced through sanctions, both positive and negative, formal and informal. For your exam, always define norms clearly, distinguish them from values, provide specific cross-cultural examples, link norms to the agencies that teach them and the sanctions that enforce them. And if you're aiming for top marks, integrate theoretical perspectives like functionalism and Marxism. Remember, sociology is about seeing the social patterns that shape our everyday lives. Once you start noticing norms, you'll see them everywhere, and you'll understand how powerful they are in creating social order. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, sociology isn't just about memorizing facts, it's about understanding how society works. Keep questioning, keep analyzing, and you'll do brilliantly. See you next time.